CFM.
The Byron and Christie Show.
I know who I am.
You might have been watching 10 Eyewitness News earlier in the week. We thought this story was very special. Take a listen.
A woman with terminal breast cancer has put together the ultimate care package to help others through chemotherapy. Forget sending flowers and get well cards. The kit for cancer has everything a patient needs.
Now, the reason I thought it was very special is that Christie, the person that has put together this incredible concept of Kit for Cancer, is one of my good mates, Shelley Whitehurst, who's in the studio. Shelley, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's just such a great concept, and we want to talk about it. And look, Christy, this won't be all that easy, but I think it's really important because Shelley and I go back at least 10 years, maybe longer.
Yeah, long time.
And then, of course, you got some news, which rocked all of us because neither of us are particularly old. I reckon we're pretty fresh, actually.
Yeah, we're, you know, early out of the gate.
Spring chickens. And
absolutely. And jokes aside, the news that you received was something it is incorrect to assume that it only affects older people, but you got life-changing news.
Yeah, so about 12 months ago, May last year, I went in to have my eyes checked because one was blurry and found out about half an hour later that I had stage 4 bilateral breast cancer with bone cancer as well, which was a little bit of a shock at 39 years old.
Yeah.
And it's not so, you think that it's rare in a younger person, but it's actually unfortunately becoming more and more normal. So this is something that we, need to have a think about. And when I was diagnosed, they give you a whole lot of documentation and they talk to you about all this stuff, but it's really much more directed at older people.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, and part of the Kit for Cancer stuff that we talk about is cancer is ugly, but treatment doesn't have to be. And by that, we mean that the products and the things that you need quite quickly, once the doctors have spoken to you and they're like, you need a thermometer and you need a journal to track your temperature and you need your medications and all this stuff. You need a whole lot of stuff. And unfortunately, I quite like shiny, pretty things. So I was like, why aren't there nice things, put together? And one of the co-founders, Dylan, and I were having a conversation and I said, oh, I just wish there was a box of this stuff that I could click and it would arrive. And we kind of said, oh, why don't we do that? And that's kind of where it came from.
Shelley, you touched on something a little earlier when you said it's not rare. And I suppose that's probably one of the most devastating facts, that one in three of us will be diagnosed with cancer. So whether it's you yourself, somebody close to you, and I suppose that awkwardness of going, I'm so sorry to hear that. How do you even kind of express that? And I suppose what you've created with Kit for Cancer is almost an answer for that, because obviously it is hardest for the person that's diagnosed, but also it affects so many other people as well, and the people that are around you and love you and care about you so much too.
It's a huge thing when this all goes down. And, you're absolutely right. There is very, very hard on the friends and family and loved ones. And a lot of people don't know what to do or say. So the two things that we talk about all the time is, one, it's better to say the wrong thing than say nothing.
Right. Mm. That's huge.
Which is because saying nothing, you already feel so alone when you go through this process, that if people stop talking to you or don't say anything because they're too scared to, it's even worse.
Yeah.
So you're better off making a bad, joke or crack or
as I have
like that
many times. I specialise in saying the wrong thing to you, Shelley, and I'm sure I've done that.
It's fine though.
And the second point?
And the second thing is, the kit is there to break the ice. So realistically, we talk about it as, it's the gift you never want to give and you never want to get, but it's here if you need it. So when I was diagnosed, everyone would say to me, what can we do? What can we get you? What do you need? And this is quite, forward, but at that point, I just want to live. I just want to get through this and I just want to be okay. So it's very hard. So this is something that's practical, and it's something that people need. And we've designed it by patients for patients.
What we're going to do, we're going to play a quick song. This is good stuff. We want to push this hard on the air this morning. I think a lot of people will want to get these kits. I want to boost awareness for these kits. We're going to talk about what's in it. Because, there's some serious stuff, but you're also just a cool chick. So there's cool stuff in there.
Trying to be a bit cool.
So we'll take a song and come back. It's Shelley Whitehurst. Kitforcancer.com is where you'll find all the details. More after Hilltop Hoods on CFM. 101.3. CFM. Hilltop Hoods. Wearing that Cosby sweater. This is the Byron and Christie Show. The high for the Central Coast is 18 and mostly sunny. A very good mate of mine, Shelley Whitehurst, is our guest, Christie. Now, look, I wish it was for a better reason, because Shelley's actually, you're very good on radio.
Oh, thanks.
So, it would have been good if you were just in here doing some comedy. But Shelley is right behind this push, kitforcancer.com, hashtag kitforcancer. Shelley was diagnosed with terminal breast cancer 18 months?
Just over 12. Over 12 months ago.
And yeah. She's doing great things with this. She decided that she should develop a kit for cancer patients to get them through it. This is just such a great concept. And Christy, you're sort of looking at the contents of the kit at the moment.
Yeah. Shelley, what I love about what is inside the kit, every single thing has a meaning. Like, I'll just run through quickly a couple of the things, Byron. Like, for instance, hand sanitizer, because germs are the biggest enemy. Like, you've got your Swiss energy effervescent tablets for when you need a pep up. A digital thermometer, because it helps keep your body and your medication in check. There's not just random things that have been thrown in there. Like, every single thing is either symbolic or has a really big use. Like, it's actually practical, this kit, for people that are diagnosed and going through that really tough time. Really? And for people going through the tough time of trying to help console or comfort somebody who's just got that devastating news, right?
That was the biggest thing. We wanted to steer away from being a bunch of flowers or a hamper that was just like something random that would arrive. And as I went through the chemotherapy and the radiation therapy, you just started to pick up all these things that you needed. And we wanted it to be the most practical gift that someone could get, because that's what you need at the time. You actually need a practical hands-on approach versus, a room full of flowers.
And the thing is, I just like the cool companies you've got on board, like Swiss, they're all...
This was a big one to talk about the Keep Cup.
Oh, the Keep Cup.
Okay, this was my... I demanded that the Keep Cup go in.
Sure.
Because when you go into hospital, you go into chemotherapy, sit in the big chair, I call it, they plug you in, and then suddenly you're given a thing of water and a styrofoam cup. And it's like, that's gross. I don't want to drink out of a styrofoam cup. So I put in a nice glass cup, because it's just those little luxuries that make treatment a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
So it's just nice. And we put in some good headphones, because it's like good to zone out. And then, the trick of even putting your headphones in if there's no music, just so no one talks to you.
Normally good looking girls at the gym do that, especially when I'm around. The headphones are just straight on, like a massive pair of headphones.
And they're just like, stay away from me.
These are the touches. And, I've got to say, with Shelley, I have no experience with this stuff, Christy. Like, when your mate is diagnosed with terminal breast cancer, I don't know what the hell to say.
Yeah,
you're unbelievable. You've taught everyone around you a lot of lessons. I think the way you've gone about all this, you've channeled your energy towards something so positive, and it must make you feel good to be helping others, rather than just sort of go inward. And rightly, you'd be within your rights to go inward. You've gone outward, haven't
look,
you?
You have great days and you have really bad days.
Yeah.
As I said to you before, I'm on breakfast radio with you guys, amazing, this morning, and then in an hour I'm going in to have, my lung drained, because it's got some extra fluid on it. Oh. So they're the things that you deal with. But this is also rolling with it, and it is life. And I do think that when you do have a cancer diagnosis or a terminal diagnosis of any kind, that you've got to try to put the positive into it.
Yeah.
And that's from my perspective. Everyone deals with it differently, and they are completely allowed to.
Of course.
Mine is about trying to make myself as busy as possible, business as usual as possible.
Yeah.
Because in my headspace, a good mental positive headspace is the way that I seem to recover. And this is part of that.
Like, Christy, even when I was organising this interview, I've shot Shelley a text and she's like, yep, sounds great. Be there at 8:20. I'm just in chemo at the moment.
Oh,
literally,
my gosh.
Wait, at chemo, organising media visits. You are a freak of nature. You're unbelievable. We love you so much. Kitforcancer.com. Get there right now. Hashtag Kit for Cancer. The big push is to get people...
There's a couple of ways. Yep. Let's talk about a couple of ways.
Please do.
You can either buy one for someone that you love.
Yep.
We also have a program going that you can donate one forward. So if you, have been touched by cancer, your family, loved one, or, you know, you're an advocate of the program, you can actually buy a kit.
Great.
And
that's
we do missions and we will take them to hospitals and stuff like that. And we'll give you a little exclusive that we're actually now working on our kit for kids.
Oh, wow.
So, which is a big passion. Like, our dream would be to have, 100 or so kits donated so we could go into the Royal Children's Hospital and just spoil all the kids on a day and do
Shelley.
Something like that.
Well,
it's our next level.
When you put your mind to something, Shelley, as I've seen year after year, it always gets done. You're unbelievable. Seth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome.
You're a very dear friend and... Christy and I promise we will push this thing, kitforcancer.com, hashtag kitforcancer. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
101.3. Awesome. CFM, Byron and Christy.